This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Time. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is Miles Blumhart from the Coloradoan. Miles, appreciate you taking some time with us here this morning, my friend, and as much of a hard time as they gave you last week, very intrigued to talk with you about the Flock camera system after Fort Collins City Council decides 6-1 to get rid of them. What are your takeaways on this, Miles?
Yeah, well, I think, they've really kind of looked at this the last 6 months, trying to figure out what to do with these, with these cameras. The Fort Collins Police Services have used them for about 18 months. And, you know, it's like a lot of other places, right? I think Denver has ended their contract with Flock. I think there's a lawsuit happening in Boulder. And it's really the dilemma, right? I mean, they are effective in solving crimes, right, and catching people, but there's also that invasion of privacy. And I think Fort Collins is taking let's slow down, let's figure out what our policy is going to be, and then we'll move forward from there.
I think it's interesting because this is a hot topic right now because, I mean, even the small towns are installing these. I know Eaton, I believe they use the Flock camera systems. Obviously, a lot of attention was drawn from the 9 News reporting about out County Road 49 with the speed radar. Like, this is a big topic that's going on right now, Miles. And what are your thoughts? What do you know about them? And what are your thoughts on the use of them?
Well, I think, you know, you have pros and cons, right? You, if you're into, community safety, then you're probably for them. But on the other side, are you really comfortable with the government having all of those license plates? And what are they going to do with that information? I know that, Fort Collins Police Chief Jeff Swoboda said that they were sharing all of those license plates with other agencies, and then they stopped that practice. So, you know, it really depends on do you want big government watching your every movement or not? And I think there's a debate to be had on that. I think we're at that point where it's kind of one of those where it seemed, I think, kind of okay in the beginning. And I think this distrust of government starts playing into it.
I think that, and that it's a private, you know, entity. Flock is, right? It's a private entity, and it's shared on a database, and all it takes is one breach. And as Brian and I were talking about earlier, it takes one breach of that, and there's been instances of device flaws that have made camera feeds viewable online. So if you want to just go, and now that's no different than, hey, you can throw your chair down and sit who drives by, but you're going to have a hard time catching the license plate of each and every one of them. I don't know. Like, I this is always my concern with stuff like this. A lot of good intentions for things have some consequences that are underlying that you don't think about, and I think we're starting to see some of those rear their ugly heads.
Well, I mean, right, it's AI powered, right? I mean, just think of all of the questions we have about AI. Think of all of the power that AI provides us and a lot of the good that it provides us versus a lot of the either unknown or potentially bad of AI.
Yeah, how do you put up parameters? How do you regulate? How do you say what's okay, what's not? There's so many of these things that we have done ready, fire, aim, with them, and I think that technology is one of those where we've really done a lot of shooting before aiming.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, I think that's one of the issues with AI is it's so powerful, and we didn't understand what all it could do, and now we're trying to figure out, well, how do we tame, you know, this very powerful technology? And I don't know, it's a tough thing with all of AI, but Fort Collins is going to sit back, try and figure out what to do. The police chief said, hey, you know what, we understand if that's what the city wants to do. There was a citizen petition to get it on the ballot, and those people have pulled that back right now.
I think that kind of surprises me that the chief of police was understanding. Did that surprise you at all? Because it's got to make their life a hell of a lot easier.
You know, I've dealt with him before. I dealt with Chief Swoboda on a number of things. He's really refreshing. He's very open. He's very honest. He does what the people want, and I'm sure they're not ecstatic over it. But like he said, we'll continue to do our job. We'll just have to do it differently.
Which, I mean, that's what you have to do, right? So that makes me respect, Chief Svoboda more after hearing that. But what's the alternative? Because if you know this is out there, and if they have the numbers to back up and say, look at these successes, like, is there a way to mitigate those risks that we've highlighted extensively here on Good Morning NOCA with it? But is there a way to go about that, Miles?
Well, I think, what the city's doing is, they're trying to come up with a surveillance policy. So they're going to come up with some parameters of if they have a surveillance system that Fort Collins Police Services would use, what criteria does that have to fit under? And really, that probably should have been done before FWAT and 18 months ago. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ready, fire, aim. It's almost like with the Cascadia thing, right?
Absolutely. No, we have examples of it everywhere, man.
Yeah. And, I know sometimes people, talk about government moving so slow, but sometimes government moves slow because it needs to think about these things before they fire. So.
Especially with some of the elected representatives. Yeah, they got to give them a little more time to think about things so they can wrap their head around it.
Has anybody been able to accurately explain it to them yet?
Yeah, correct.
No.
Yeah, that's opening up a whole can of worms that we don't have time for. But that's, some of those things that we talked about, Miles, would be like, okay, do we look at, you still have to get a warrant. Do you have to get a warrant to try and pull that information? Because there's been a number of examples of people getting pulled over wrongfully because of a misreading from this flock camera system. How do you ensure that, a zealous ex who works inside of the police department isn't pulling that information to track somebody's every move? Like, I don't know how you can rein that in enough to get there. I think maybe the warrant system might be, the best way to go about it. But then you don't want to slow things down for if it is a high danger situation. It seems like they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's another thing that you have to look at. You can't, it's not going to catch everything. I mean, that's just going to happen, right? What you try to do is you try to do the best you can. You try and come up with a policy that covers as much as you can think of. But with AI, it's always changing, right? Just because, again, I mean, the power of it and the usage of it. But, yeah, I think you come up with a policy as best you can. It's not going to be 100%, and nobody should think it's going to be.
Any chance of putting these cameras with the wolves?
Well, there would be a lot of ranchers that would like that, believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I see that Colorado Parks and Wildlife killed another one?
They did, yep. What they did is that I tell you what, this wolf that they killed was resilient. It was part of the Copper Creek pack. It was the only one that did not get trapped. They shot it once. It survived. They tried to shoot it a number of other times. They couldn't. And they finally got it last weekend. It had depredated 10 times and 22 sheep. And, yep, they finally did it. And that's caused a lot of controversy, from the pro-wolf people and from the ranchers.
22 from this one wolf?
Yeah, okay, just think about this. This thing is wounded, it's orphaned, it had never learned to hunt, and yet it killed 22 sheep. I give that wolf a lot of credit. I wouldn't want to be-
It's going to be the Bambi story for wolves when that movie's made.
Yeah, I mean, really, this thing was a remarkable animal, but yeah, they finally did lethally remove it, and The wolf front just never ends with what happens with it.
I love that you know, Miles texted me a couple of topics and the wolves weren't there, and then we found a way to work that in. We met our week.
You're
quota.
Welcome.
Yeah.
We got our quota in.
Yeah. I do appreciate it. Miles,
I'm here for the people to give them what they want.
Because when you said that, I'm like, I'm surprised that wasn't on there because I thought I saw CPW just murked one. Miles, were you last thing on the flock camera? System. Were you surprised that it was the 6-1 vote to repeal it?
No.
No, you weren't? Just because there was that much momentum from the public?
Yeah. There was a lot of public outcry against it. And which maybe surprised me a little bit, just knowing, you know, the Fort Collins vibe. There was too much opposition from citizens.
No, that's fair enough. Miles, before we let you go, my friend, Father's Day weekend coming up, is there a saying or a phrase that is FCC appropriate that your father told you?
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about dad-isms this morning.
Yeah, don't be a dumb ass. That was said more than once.
Did you hear him?
I heard him, but I didn't take appropriate action.
He didn't take appropriate
action. Same with
actions.
Me with the budgeting advice my dad gave.
Yeah, I can't be a dumb ass.
My dad has a number of times told me that, you know, that thing on your shoulders is not just a hat rack, which is tough. Miles, what do you got up at the Colorado and our listeners can go check out?
You know what? We have a building super El Nino, 63% chance now this winter. And what does that mean for, we do have a monsoon season. And it's actually started officially June 15th, July and August. Usually we get more precipitation. What will that super El Nino or building super El Nino do for that?
Yeah, I'd be very intrigued because I know, you know, and my dad, we're sitting out there just watching our crops burn up right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, if I hear one more effing thing about a super El Nino, I'm going to lose it because, you know, it's like one of those where that carrot just keeps getting a little further away. You can't ever quite catch it. And that's kind of where a lot of dry land farmers are right now, Miles.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's not going to help you now. And things are burning up now. And will it actually do what it has done in the past? We don't know that.
Going to have to go read that story. Miles, as always, my friend, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
See you later, Miles.
Very good segment. That's what I love with him. Like last week was just like a, let's just mess around and not talk about anything important. And then this week it's like, okay, here's where it is. And Miles is the best.
And he's out in Portland with his grandchild right now.
Yeah, he's hanging out in Portland. He had said, I'm still good for Thursday. I want to be on with you guys. So I obviously love Miles. Go get that subscription to the Colorado one. 8:54 the time. Now let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.